Superman. Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your fascination? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow!
My name is Julian Taylor, and I'll be your host right up to 2 p.m. I am from Toronto, Toronto, and I am an Afro-Indigenous artist, musician, songwriter, and performer. I've been doing it for 30 years and love it. I love people, I love stories, I love culture, and I love radio. Coming up, I'm speaking with an Olympian who is the first person to go to the Olympic Games from the Kainai Nation in Alberta.
Do 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 It's iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
The Edge.
It's iconic.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
And if I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
What? Not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I
I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Be rich.
You have more power than you think. You hold the power to do something. Listen and learn. Today, we honor Indigenous history, amplify Indigenous voices, and honor Indigenous cultures. This is a day to listen. And there's more to hear at adaytolisten.ca.
Yeah.
It's Iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Sego, I'm Julian Taylor, and this is a day to listen. Along with my co-hosts, January Rogers and Kim Wheeler, we are bringing you excerpts of conversations with movers, shakers, role models, knowledge keepers, and all kinds of inspirational people. To hear the full conversations, check them out at adaytolisten.ca. I cannot wait for you to hear some of these conversations I'm going to bring to you. So make sure you stay tuned. I'm Julian Taylor.
97.3 The Edge.
Canada-wide clearance is on at Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for up to 72 months on the 2024 Silverado 1500 RST. Explore downtown hotspots with standard Chevrolet Safety Assist, including automatic emergency braking and HD surround vision camera. Or take on the great outdoors with an available 3-liter Duramax diesel engine and available in-vehicle trailering app. Oh, look, a cute chipmunk. Not so cute, not so cute! Ask your Chevrolet dealer for details.
You know what they say in Calgary. If you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes. Because your roof can sound like this to this. Really fast. Don't wait for the weather. Trust the company who's been fixing and installing Calgary's roofs for over a decade. Southern Roofing and Waterproofing. Whether it's flat shingles or metal roofs, get expert advice from the professionals who know Calgary roofs. Get your quote today at southernroofing.ca.
Ready for a bird feeder change? Fairplay Wild Bird Center has you covered. Check out our selection of beautiful wood feeders created by local craftsmen. And did you know that feeding high-energy foods to migratory birds will help prepare them for their long journeys? It's true. From suet cakes and seed balls to sunflower seeds and suitable seed mixes, we can show you all the right foods for the season. Visit Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
The first step to any painting project is taking a trip to Anna Lynn Decorating Center, your local Benjamin Moore dealer. Their quality products and expert advice will set you up for success. Anna Lynn Decorating Center, Richmond Road and 28th Street Southwest.
On Saturday, October 12th, the Deerfoot Inn and Casino presents Hoobastank as they tour for the 20th anniversary of their smash hit album, The Reason. Know the words, so come sing them out loud with Hoobastank live inside the Chrome Showroom at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino, October 12th. Tickets on sale now at deerfootinn.com. The Deerfoot Inn and Casino.
We're fun!
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
Joe and Lucy needed a new roof and reached out to Alpine Credit. I flew over to help them with a home renovation loan. I suggested they transform their house into a giant robot head. Beams that shoot from the eyes. Pew, pew. Instead, they just went with shingles. But it's pretty glorious.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
At Calgary Co-op, we know you want more this fall. More crisp air, more changing colors, more comfort food, and of course, more for your dollar. That's why we're bringing our members more every day. More savings through the app, exclusive pricing, and earnings on every purchase, including 6 cents back on every liter of fuel. So get more from your fall with your Calgary Co-op. Earn 2 cents per liter as Calgary Co-op bonus cash and 4 cents per liter as annual member earnings. App download and registration required. Visit calgarycoop.com for terms and conditions.
This Thanksgiving, when you reflect on everything you are thankful for, take a moment to remember the families in Calgary on the brink of homelessness. In From the Cold is helping people affected by the housing crisis, and they need your help. When you donate to In From the Cold, you're giving warmth, shelter, and stability. And every dollar you give brings families closer to finding the safe home they've been looking for. To donate to In From the Cold, visit endhomelessness.ca.
A knockout new series comes to Showcase.
The biggest night in Atlanta history. There was only one place you had to be.
Based on some that really happened.
And this little shindig is just the beginning.
Get ringside with the biggest names in the game.
When you bring together all the baddest mothers around.
Kevin Hart, Taraji P. Henson, Samuel L. Jackson, and more.
Well, something's bound to go down.
Everyone get on the
Fight Night, the Million Dollar Heist. All new, Sundays, only on Showcase. Stream on Stack TV.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from
SelloutVacations.com.
Go Stamps Go! 107.3 The Edge is Calgary Stampeders Radio. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
It's iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Someone that is the end of the crowd. That's just it.
1073 The Edge.
From the Retro Bin!
1981.
September 30th is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is also a day to listen when hundreds of radio stations come together in partnership with the Gord Downey and Cheney Wenjack Fund. While we have been chatting with residential school survivors and will throughout the day, we are also bringing you inspirational stories so you know that we are still here as Indigenous people. This is one of those stories. Apollo Hess is the first person from the Kainai Nation to qualify for the Olympics. I spoke with Apollo shortly after he returned from the Olympic Games and was finally having a bit of a holiday after a six-month grind in preparation for his Olympic debut. This is Apollo on the road to the Olympics.
The National High Performance Center in Toronto, and well, technically in Scarborough. But before I moved away, I had to take about 3.5 months off of training. And I got a job working for an arborist in Lethbridge. And I saved up some money so I could afford to move away. I thought things were going pretty well. I mean, I was enjoying myself and all that for the first 3 months. But then come December, we went to the U.S. Open National Championships in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I swam pretty poorly. And so that was kind of a little bit of a reality check. And then a month later, at the beginning of January, I swam at the TYR Pro Series in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I also swam, I did pretty poorly again there. And that's when things kind of started to change for me. I had to put myself in a different space mentally and in the pool. Something just kind of switched after that one in January. And I started to feel a little bit of momentum. I was doing things in practice I'd never done before, just always pushing myself to the limits. Yeah, my training started progressing. My times in races started progressing. And this was all good. And I was preparing for the Canadian Open Championships at the beginning of April. And then also the Canadian Olympic trials in May. And during Easter weekend, I went to one of my roommate's house for Easter dinner. And she had a basketball hoop and two brothers. And they asked me if I wanted to go shoot around. And so, like, naturally, growing up as an athlete, there's kind of only one answer to that. And so started shooting around. Then it turned into, like, 3-on-3. Ended up having, like, a really bad sprained ankle and couldn't walk. That was about a week out of the Canadian Open Championships. So pretty big, like, building block of a meet. And then, so I couldn't really walk. I swam pretty poorly there. I had to tell my coaches that I fell down the stairs. I didn't want them to know I played basketball. That created a lot of doubts in my head. Going into Olympic trials, I kind of approached it with the mentality that I didn't have anything to lose. And I was just going to put my best foot forward, and that's all I could do. I accepted the fact that missing the Olympic team and not achieving my dreams was honestly probably less likely to make it than to miss it. So yeah, I guess for like the last 8 years, I've been dreaming about making the Olympics, and I put so much pressure on myself to do it. Once I made it, that's when like the pressure is kind of gone. And then I'm like, all right, I made it this far. Really hard to put into words, but there was less stress about the Olympics than Olympic trials.
I cannot imagine the pressure there is to push your body to its physical limits and have this dream that is so unattainable for so many. But Apollo Hess has overcome roadblocks, and he did it. He can forever call himself an Olympian, and that is so cool. And wow, this is a day to listen, and I am your host, Julian Taylor.
reconciliation begins with an open heart and an open mind. Listen and learn. A Day to Listen, a commitment from radio stations throughout Turtle Island in partnership with the Gore Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.